In 1716, Telamon was called upon to write music for the celebrations of the birth of an imperial prince, Leopold II, the son of Emperor Charles VI and Empress Elizabeth. The couple had been married for 7 years and were desperate for a child. The Empress had tried everything, from magic to pilgrimages, and even the so-called popular wine cure. The arrival of the baby prince was greeted with joy throughout the Holy Roman Empire. An heir to the throne brought a sense of peace, as it was well known how destructive succession conflicts could be. Frankfurt, where Telamon worked, was the coronation city for Holy Roman Emperors, so it was only fitting that they should celebrate in style. There were several large-scale events to mark the celebration: church services, banquets, concerts, fanfares, and the firing of cannons. Telamon was to organize a performance on a raised platform in the Romburg, the central square in Frankfurt, where thousands of spectators would gather. He assembled 100 musicians so as to produce a big enough sound and invited players from nearby Darmstadt to join in with those from Frankfurt. One of the works which he composed was a concerto for 3 trumpets, 2 oboes, timpani, strings, and continuo, a loud combination of instruments that could project across the square. Among the group of musicians was Peter Glersch, an esteemed oboist brought in from Berlin at vast expense. Telamon needed to make sure that this famous virtuoso could be heard, so the 3rd movement of the concerto is just for strings and the solo oboe. A gentle cantilena with a beautiful solo line meandering above a gentle accompaniment. But Prince Leopold died when he was only 7 months old. It was his sister, born the following year, who was to become the Holy Roman Empress Maria Theresa. Here's the 3rd movement from Telemann's Concerto in D, performed by the Academy for Alte Musik Berlin with oboist Xenia Löffler. Concerto for 3 trumpets and timpani in D major by Telamon, performed by the Academy for Alte Musik Berlin with the oboist Xenia Löffler. To hear this again, please go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons.